What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. I just got one little question for you, girl.
Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Accept this rose into your world.
Hello! Welcome to a very special episode of Will You Accept This Rose? Happy 4th of July. My name is Arda Marine. I am coming to you live from my family's den in Little Compton, Rhode Island. You got to turn your head and get close to the pillow so Katie doesn't yell at me. I've captured my brother, because we needed a replacement, JJ. So I have captured my brother, Alaric. You're the new Marine. You've done it before. Alaric, ladies and gentlemen, Alaric Marine.
Yes, thank you.
Now, Alaric, JJ had Janet Marine from Little Compton Real Estate for all your summer rental needs. We need you got to be like, Alaric has a cycling company that's, it's sort of like Peloton, but it's even cooler. It's called Zwift. So you're Alaric Marine Cycle King.
Yeah, that doesn't work. What? But so on that subject.
Yes.
The most exciting thing was that my the VP of engineering.
Yes. Yes.
During there was a before the season started, there was a preview season, and they were doing a sort of like, where are they now
from the past bachelors?
The past bachelors, and one of them was
riding Zwift
on the show.
He found the Lord just like I think he was one of the ones that found the Lord, very similar to Shower Jesus.
Well, he found the Lord and Zwift.
Okay, so for those of you who've been longtime listeners of the podcast, you know it's the only podcast about The Bachelor and grief. If you are new to the podcast, just fast forward through these first 5 minutes and then we'll get to The Bachelor. We're doing a very... never in my whole life did I think my mission would have A, anything to do with The Bachelor, because I didn't start watching it till like 3 years ago, and B, I never thought I would be on the earth to normalize grief, but here we are. We're in Rhode Island. We are burying JJ's remains tomorrow.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm coddling my mother right now.
We actually have her. Rhode Island, God bless Rhode Island, but we had some like problems with, it's a very small town. We had some problems. We couldn't get her remains for the actual funeral. And now she's been in our friend's armoire and Alaric's been snuggling the box with my mom in it. And we watched The Bachelorette with her. She likes Peter.
Yeah, I think she likes Peter, too.
I think she likes Peter.
I think she likes Peter, too.
I'm just checking in, and we'll get back to The Bachelor. Al, we're almost 4 months out. How are you doing?
I've been better.
Yeah, me too. This one sucks. This one sucks. Yeah. This sucks. You said that you've been feisty. You've been feisty in your grief. People keep asking if you're okay. like you're a hothead.
No, I haven't been feisty. No, I think I may be forgetting to smile at people as much as I used to. And then sure. People are like, how are you doing? I'm like, how are you doing?
Yeah, right. How are you doing? Yeah. How are you doing? I would say I've also preferred periods of my life to this. But should we say what we may be doing tomorrow night or no? We may not be. If any law officers...
No, we're good. You can talk about it after we've done this.
Well, it won't air till Wednesday.
Oh.
We may or may not.
I don't want any evidence.
Okay, so we're not doing this. We discussed doing this, but we definitely did not have all of her friends over and play all the single ladies, and definitely did not, with a little tiny bit of her ashes, send her over her wildflower field with everybody with sparklers playing single ladies and maybe launched by a rocket. But that didn't happen. We decided not to do that, right?
We decided not to do
that. For sure not doing that. Unless we did that. But we for sure did not do that.
Yeah. Sarah forgets to stay here. She liked it here.
She liked to hear. And here's just what I want to say. If anybody out there loses anybody, first of all, it sucks.
It's the worst.
It sucks so hard. I've cried every day for 4 months, except for 3 days this week. I didn't cry. But I will say, I soldiered on. I also laughed a lot between then and now. Like, you're still yourself, but you just cry. You get sentimental.
I have increased the frequency with which I mutter the phrase, everyone can go fuck themselves.
I say that a lot, too. I say everyone can go
I've
fuck
always
themselves.
Said it a lot under my breath, but I say it more now.
Sure.
Everyone can go
fuck themselves. And we'll just say one more minute, and then we'll get going. What was so fun about JJ, and here we are. She was so fun. And yeah. We just, best of for her. Here's some best ofs. Every year when we were little kids, once a year, she would pull each of us out and she'd be like, it's hooky day today. And she would like take you down for a picnic down on the rocks.
It was always a beautiful day in like early June.
Yeah. It was towards the end of the school year.
And we'd go down to the ocean.
And we'd have like,
beach.
We'd go climb on the rocks and we'd have hooky day.
Yeah. And then there are these big old summer houses that are empty that time of year. We'd just go sit on like the porches of them and have our picnic. And
yeah.
It's great.
And then we'd like look through the windows at like how all the hoi polloi lived.
Yeah. And she'd be like, oh, by the way, hoi polloi means like the exact opposite.
Oh, it's
of what
not. We thought it sounds fancy.
It's the problem. It's all really Rosie's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Long story.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it means the exact opposite of what it means, of what we think it means. I've looked this up.
She also very much did not limit our television time. She let us,
I'm continuing that proud parenting tradition,
I think that's right. Quite honestly, I feel like there was many times, because she worked in the afternoon. Like, sometimes I feel like my babysitter was Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, we had limited choices because there was no cable.
Until like 2 years ago.
Yeah, and we had like 3 channels, right, depending on the weather.
But we loved it.
Yeah, and so, well, there wasn't a ton of children's programming.
Yeah.
But so, you know, we watched a lot of Barney Miller and MASH.
Yeah.
And Taxi.
Reruns, not in the original. We're not that old. They had reruns because that's what they played. Also.
And MASH.
Yeah. That's what she loved.
And the news.
We watched a lot of the news. And then, so she loved The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. She was super into the podcast. She loved coming to Nashville last year. She loved that needlepoint that somebody gave us for her, that they brought, a fan brought to the show that said, Little Compton Real Estate for all your summer rental needs.
We had another needlepoint pillow in the house growing up that appeared one day that said, that was for Willie, and it said,
happiness is a positive cash flow.
That's right. Happiness is a positive cash flow.
Who made that? Who needlepointed that?
A genius.
You know what?
Someone who's so right.
I can't imagine Willie had the patience to actually some cross-stitch.
Patience. He lacked the small motor control to
patience and or so. So this, JJ, this tribute's for her. She's going to sit with us. Here's her box. And I got her some good wishing stones. So anybody out there going through hard times, hang in there. It just takes time.
Play helps.
You have to play. You've got to play. You got to play. We're going to have a little dance party tomorrow night, too, when we don't
watch. Also, everyone can go fuck themselves.
Knowing that everybody can go fuck themselves, playing House of Bachelor, the podcast helps. Yeah. She loved the podcast. Okay, so we're in the Netherlands. Tulips, pot, and hookers. You've been to the Netherlands?
I have been to the Netherlands.
Have you ever run through a beautiful tulip field that was striped? It was so pretty.
No, it was super pretty. I spent all my time in Amsterdam.
Yeah, you did.
I once...
Getting super high.
I was like, well, I'm in the Netherlands. Yeah, it's right. Legal. And so I tried... I was looking for like a pot brownie. I'm not a stoner, but I was like, well, it's legal.
How about...
And I found some candy.
Yeah.
And it was nasty. And I didn't get high at all.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I was a little drunk from the wine beforehand, but the...
The last person... Years ago, I ate pot brownies with Zach Galifianakis and Nick Swardson, and I was high for like 3 days.
I was not high. I knew I couldn't smoke anything because, like, I tried that one time and I...
It was like laced with angel dust.
Well, no, I literally, like, vomited because I don't smoke.
We are lightweights, we Marines.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, so...
That was my one time in... And then the hooker thing, I've never done the hooker thing.
That's good. You should go to hookers. Okay. Yeah. But you know what? If you do go to hookers, no judgment. Okay, here we go. So she's in the Netherlands, and her voice sounded so haggard at the top. Like, she was like...
I mean, no offense to the sex workers out there. I don't mean to say it's gross. Not for me.
Not for you. Not for you. Her voice sounded haggard.
I think she was sick. She must have been sick, right?
She must be exhausted.
Yeah, she must be emotionally exhausted.
She's like, I'm falling for multiple people. It's exciting.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and then poor Connor started to freak out. He's like, I heard the earliest one-on-one, so I'm really hoping I'm hoping my name's on there because I need a one-on-one because I'm pretty sure she wants to spend more time with me.
Yeah, that was a total head trip.
Yeah, and then she's getting, we're 1 week before hometowns with four guys, and Jed gets the one-on-one. It's hard now watching Jed because he comes off as such a good guy, and I'm like, you are a dirtball. Not only did he have a girlfriend, apparently he cheated on that girlfriend before he took her to the Bahamas. Allegedly, he like had sex with some other girl before.
So I've known people,
yeah,
who are kind of horn dogs like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, right, to do it well,
yes,
you have to mean it with every girl.
Well, I actually think that's what a sex and love at. Like, I think some guys, that's what I think Ari was. I don't know if you ever watched Ari.
Yeah,
Ari. I think they become obsessed with telling people, I love you. And they love to have, they love to fall in love and have people fall in love with them.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's exciting to make someone fall in love.
So who do you know that's like that?
Well, I'm not telling you.
I'm not telling you. Well, I'll cut it out. I'll cut it out.
No.
Tell me.
You don't know them anyway.
Ho, ho, ho. Where? What part of your life? Work?
No.
Oh, okay. College?
Yeah, probably some point in
Whisper to me.
Just pause it.
Okay, we're back. He told me it was good. It was really good. Okay, so then they have their one-on-one, they're hugging, they're on the date. Tyler, meanwhile, back at the hotel is like, I like Tyler giving
Luke, you sort of feel like the people who like, sorry, who like, I feel like being a musician,
yeah,
totally plays into that too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because everybody falls in love with you when you play a few chords.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and a musician who's also he's got a few secrets. He's got a girlfriend and he's actually a burlesque dancer. That's a secret.
That seems like the kind of thing you'd want to disclose to your future wife.
And that you have a girlfriend. Those are two disclosures
probably
that have not been talked
about.
If he wins, she's not going to like those two, probably. Unless she thinks it's exciting that he's a... I think he's a burlesque dancer, so it might be different.
You know what? Again, you know, no offense to sex workers out there or to the burlesque dancers.
No!
You gotta make a living.
Absolutely. Well, but you would want to know if he's a stripper, I think.
I feel like you'd want to know.
If you're like a Southern Christian beauty queen. Yeah, you want to know if your guy's a stripper.
You want to know.
Okay, so Tyler is saying to Luke P, nip it in the bud, and you thought he said sniff it in the butt.
He totally said sniff it in the butt.
That's great. So then they go. She's on her date. She goes and eats chocolates with Jed. They're on the boat. And they're dancing in the street. And he clicked his heel with a jig as only a trained male stripper can. I mean, he was really well-trained, like a Magic Mike dancer. Like if Leprechaun was his theme, he really was quite that jig. And that's also what made her fall in love with him, was his, like, tall jig step.
Yeah, yeah, he was exactly. That was the thing that was like, oh, you were so good dancing on that pole or whatever.
Yeah, when you were dancing on that pole with that leprechaun kick,
yeah,
I knew it. When you did that pole dance, leprechaun dance kick thing, I was all in. So they go and they have a little seat, they're outside, and these people are like, you're not a Netherlander. He's like, no, what are you, English? I thought, oh, you're a dum-dum. You speak English. You're American.
It's like when people come back and they're like, cheers.
I did that.
Yeah, I know you did that. There are other people in town who've done that. They're like,
I've
remember
been,
the people? Yeah, they like, go study abroad and
Cheryl
come back.
Cheryl did
like,
that.
Oh, cheers.
Cheryl.
You want to know what? I say cheers to people. I try to only say cheers to people when I'm in England.
Yeah, you should.
How about this?
Yeah. Alaric Marine for all your indoor cycling needs. How's that? You got a rain of little controversy.
Cheers.
That's it. Alaric Marine for all your indoor cycling needs. Cheers.
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 My wife has a theory that when someone says cheers to you, what they really mean is go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Which is what we are saying these last 4 months. Yeah. So you've been cheersing right and left. Yeah. It's your secret code to tell everyone to go fuck themselves.
Also, if someone says regards. And regards also means...
You mean...
I'm one step away from suing you. Regards.
Wait a minute. You mean like in an email?
Yes.
For sure.
For sure.
That's exactly it. Like, you are about to be served papers.
You're about to be served
regards.
Papers.
When you came over to my house and
your offer is rejected, regards.
Regards. Go fuck yourself. Cheers. Cheers and regards. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. You're about to get sued.
Yeah.
Cheers, regards. Okay. So then, I like that. I'm going to write that down. Okay. Cheers and regards. Okay. So then we have, he's like, you've been together a long time. He's like, long enough to know things. And then she's like, well, we fell in love. We got married after 10 days. It was written in the stars. And they like that. They're like, this is effortless feelings. I kind of feel like we're on the same page. I've been protective of my heart. It's harder than I thought, but I feel better. It's hard to articulate, to trust and not be afraid. And she had dinner with them. She wore a red suit. She was in sexy menswear for our rookie of the year. And she was like, I'm trying to be as open as I can, but my feelings for multiple people here, I just got hurt. And he's like, I want to hear about this. I want to hear about this. It'll make you stronger. I want to build our foundation, powerfully relationship. He doesn't always, he might be a dum-dum. Do you think Jed's a dum-dum?
He doesn't seem like the dumbest one up there.
That's true. There's a few that seem dumber. Luke seems like a dum-dum.
Luke seems like a total dum-dum.
And a psychopath.
He often just
looks
confused.
It's a dangerous combo of being a dum-dum slash a psychopath.
Yeah.
Don't kill me, kill Katie. Okay, so then we have clicking. She was like, you know, I had a moment when you were clicking and your heels were up and I was laughing, we were spinning around and I saw your face and we kissed and she thought, oh my gosh, is this real? And then more click at the heels and she said, Jed, I am falling in love with you. And then he goes, I am shaking inside. And she's like, I've known it for a little while. I just haven't said it. And he goes, she said, I don't know where this ends for me, but my heart is just feels like it's through the earth. Did he say that? It fell through the earth?
Yeah, his heart fell through the earth, which was supposed to be a compliment. I'm not sure I would take it as such, but it was still you know, it's one of those things where they say like 90% of, you know, verbal communication is not in the actual choice of words, but in like how it's delivered.
Okay, all right.
So the choice of words, I was like, your heart fell through the earth?
Regards.
Regards.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. I mean, I feel like... I hate that he has all the other girlfriends.
To be fair, she's making out with dozens of guys in this process.
But that's the show.
That's the show. But, you know, she's not exactly in a position to be like, oh my God, you had another girlfriend? Because I've told about three guys I'm falling in love with.
And
them
that
in
is
about
Alec. 20 I don't know,
minutes.
Since you're the new Marine and I've sucked you in and now you're going to be part of the show, I might even make you do a live show with me. Because Alec Marine, for all your indoor cycling needs, cheers, regards. What you need to know, they really split the D. They split the diff. I'm going to trademark that phrase, split the D, just so you know. Mm. They really split the D on, you can, it's, if somebody said to me, I'm falling in love with you, I would, in my mind, think somebody just told me they were in love with me. That's not the same.
And it's also apparently different than I love you.
That's what I'm saying. I love you is the only one that's binding on this show. I'm falling in love with you is not binding. It's like, I just said I was falling. I didn't say I was in. I said I was falling. Mm-hmm. It's not binding. And on Earth life, if somebody said, I'm falling in love with you, in my mind, they just told me they loved me.
Yeah, I think that would be a fair interpretation that you could hold the other person accountable to.
And if they did it, then I could send them a letter that said, regards, Arden, yeah. When you said I'm falling in love with you, I took you at your word, I will see you in court.
And by the way, I've boiled your rabbit,
I will see you in Judge Judy's court. For those kids out there that were born since 1995, in the movie Fatal Attraction, Glenn Close was like a stalker. And she was obsessed with, who was the guy?
Michael Douglas.
And he was married, and he had a wife. That's what happens when you're married. And she got jealous, and she boiled his wife or his daughter's rabbit.
Yeah, something like that. There's the only scene I remember from Sleepless in Seattle.
Great.
Was Tom Hanks' character. His child was trying to encourage him to open up and be open to dating this woman he's met on the internet.
Yeah.
And he says... He says to his kid, he said, have you ever seen Fatal Attraction? His kid said, no, you wouldn't let me. And he said, well, I've seen it. It scared the shit out of me. It scared the shit out of every man in America.
That's true. It did scare the shit out of everybody. You were saying that you were watching another dating show?
I was. I just completed watching Double Shot at Love.
On MTV. Starring.
So
fellow Rhode Islander.
Pauly D, fellow Rhode Islander.
And Vinny. It was part of the Monday. What was the lineup?
No, Jersdays.
Jersdays. From the
MTV.
Jersey Shore, Jersdays on MTV.
And so it's set up sort of like a low budget Bachelor. But the interesting thing here, there were two bachelors and then a bunch of ladies vying for their attention. But the ladies got to choose which one they were interested in, and they didn't have to choose until they didn't have to really pick a team until pretty late in the process. And
there'd be a cab waiting outside.
Instead of a rose ceremony, it was a cab ceremony. They called it the cab ceremony, and they'd be like, "Your cabs are here." and then the other ones would be like,
"Your cabs are here."
They'd be like, "Do you still want a double shot at love?"
Yeah.
And they'd be like, "Oh yes," and then a big hug.
Valerie, your cab's here.
There was one. I would say generally everybody was very cautious with their emotions in this process, except for one person
who fully was a bunny boiler.
Who was potentially going to boil someone's bunny.
She was a super fan of Pauly D.
It's not. I don't think that was it. I don't think it was the celebrity crush. I just think she just at some point early on decided like I'm in love with him.
We may need to on Patreon. You were saying on MTV, there's a show called Tattoo Far where they'd have.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this, but where they have, they take...
How far is tattoo far?
So they'll have people that are like brothers and sisters or relationships or...
Best friend or something.
And
each
person gets to pick a tattoo and the placement of the tattoo for the other person, and they have to get it. And Alec saw a preview.
And they don't find out what it is until the tattoo's on their body.
And Alec said he saw a preview that said what?
It was just a guy looking in the mirror and being like, oh my God, those dicks?
So apparently there was a gigantic dicks with huge hairy balls coming out of his armpit. It was like a huge like veiny dick and balls coming out of the armpit. And you have to get it. It's a great idea. We might have to watch it on Patreon. Okay. So.
You need to edit that and take out Christine's name.
Oh. Back it up. Back it up. Okay, so Al's lady friend said she was watching it and that there was a guy that had a huge dick with hairy veins and balls and that it had, like, coming out of his armpits and he had to get it. We might have to watch this on Patreon.
We might.
How many episodes are there?
Of which one?
Of Tattoo Far.
I have no idea. I didn't watch it.
We got to watch it.
Yeah. You know what? It looked... I mean, I'm horrified at the... frankly, I'm freaked out by tattoos generally. I'm not freaked out by tattoos. I'm freaked out by the permanence of tattoos.
Can you imagine accidentally getting a huge veiny dick and balls coming out of a huge one out of your armpit?
No, I just can't. That's not something I can imagine.
Oh my God, that happened! I gotta Google that. Okay, so then she was like, he goes, I'm not going to be able to sleep for 3 days. Oh, he's snuggling JJ again. Why don't we just keep her in your lap? No, JJ, she thinks that tattoos, she didn't like tattoos. She wasn't a tattoo fan. Okay, but she does think it's funny, the dick and ball. She thinks it's funny. So not going to be, he's just not going to be able to sleep for 3 days. So excited to meet your family. They're kissing outside. She says, feel free to feel and to move forward. It's written in the stars. So then they're at the Hague. Isn't that like where they do like war crime tribunals?
That's exactly what they do at the Hague.
Okay, so Tyler is there and she goes, hey, good looking. And they jump up and they kind of fucked him over. They must have known he doesn't like horses. They set up a horse date.
Dude, with pickled herring, pickled herring probably wasn't a setup, but maybe it was. It was so nasty.
Pickled herrings and horses.
And then they're like, and then they have to sit down. And those horses were not cooperating.
No, they had like two Clydesdales or whatever that were like, fuck you.
And neither one of them knew how to ride horses regardless.
Yeah, and she does no... There's a lot of the bachelorettes have no tolerance for any weakness. She was like, you got to man up. Like, you cannot show any fear on the Bachelor or you're out.
Yeah, I wouldn't last for
I enjoyed her going, Mr. Ice Cream Man. And then she tried to, like, he bought the ice creams and then they rode away. It was funny It was funny watching them with the ice cream man.
Yeah, because the horses just walked away before they could actually get the ice cream.
I like that. And so then he's like, I'm trying to come to you. And then they had pickled herring. And he goes, this is my worst nightmare. And she's like a sadist. And she shoved like half of a herring down his, like, deep throated a pickled herring.
Dude, that scene.
And then he like threw up.
Back up to the episode before when they're walking around the market in Latvia, and she eats that pickle and the face.
Oh my God, the face
that other guy made.
Yeah, it was a huge.
She's like, whoa.
I love that she chows down because some other bachelorette she. Gets hair. She loves shots. And yeah, she deep throated that gigantic pickle.
Yeah.
She shoved a huge ass pickle.
And then the camera caught this, the facial reaction.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Like, you could just see him. I mean, like, she.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Everybody.
Yeah.
So then he got in his head in Riga. She loves that. She loves the darkness. Like, when? Why did you get in your head? He's like, I don't know. I started comparing. Why? Why did you compare? And then she says, if you're inviting me in, I'll accept. All she wants to do is trauma bond with people. Like, show me your pain. Show me your wound. I'll show you my wound. It's all just trauma bond.
You know what? If I had nothing but people coming up to me and be like, I'm really here for you. I really feel like I could be falling in love with you.
Yeah.
Possibly. Maybe in a sort of like subjunctive conditional kind of way.
Yeah.
I might could be falling in love with you.
Yeah, I might could maybe be falling in love with you.
In a hypothetical situation.
If I could maybe in theory be falling, maybe could might be falling in love with
Regards.
You. Regards. Would you want more if people were doing that?
Well, yeah. I mean, so Luke's the only one who's not doing that, right? Luke's the one who's like, now granted, he's not like showing her anything except like, you know, messing with her head and, like, basically, like, stirring up trouble with all the other guys.
To me, if every guy hates the guy you like, you've picked a dick.
Yeah, it's not a good sign.
Because these are nice guys.
These are nice guys, and they all like each other.
Yeah, like, they all like each other. each other. They're all like happy for each. They didn't want to see Mike's suitcase gone. They liked Mike.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, okay, I get that he's my competition, but
that's
like,
my friend Mike.
At least he's not gonna. At least she won't end up with Luke.
Yeah, that's like, my friend.
I care enough about Hannah, who I might be falling in love with.
Mike could maybe be Mike regarding could, and Mike, falling in love with.
Like, I've considered falling in love with.
Right. I've been mulling on
and
it.
And I can certainly express it as such.
Yeah.
I care about her enough.
Sure.
That I don't want to see her end up with that shithead.
Yeah, that's fucking short psycho. Yeah. Well, oh my God. How much do we love when Tyler's sitting there and he goes, normally villains are like big imposing dudes and we got a 5'8" villain.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want a short shame, but I gotta say.
I do, yeah.
That's
I mean, it's short shaming is what it is.
But it's funny.
It made me laugh. I don't know how proud of him.
Look, we were both the littlest ones in our class our entire lives. Both of us were the littlest ones in our class. Oh, always.
So we can own this then.
We can own this. We're allowed. We can say this.
This is like the only.
We've been short shamed. We were both the little guys. You were 4'11" till when?
Forever. When I went to high school in the 10th grade, I was under 100 pounds and probably.
4'11".
Yeah, I don't know, maybe 5 feet.
Yeah, so we can say this as extra little people. I thought it was funny, that they're saying that they're villains 5'8". Okay, so then we're in Riga. He's tripping out. And then she's like, I want to know the dirty, raw things, the things that have scarred you. And then she didn't get it. She was frustrated. And then they go, they have the dinner. And he was like, what a day. She was like, he goes, I was a little fearful on the horse, but it was a big moment for me today. Tyler said, I don't open up to anybody. My parents got divorced. Dad's on top of the world. Family's living on the water. Market crashed. We lost everything. Things didn't work. My pops. I love that he calls him my pops. My pops had to move out. My biggest fear is to fail at marriage. And she loved it. She loved. But then she said she doesn't like how her parents communicate. She's not what she wants. Not the way they can communicate. And he goes, I've failed in a lot, but I'm thankful for my fails because it cracked open more of my heart. I'm falling hard for you. I want to know who you are. I'm falling hard for you. I want to be the guy that gets on one knee for you. I'm falling in love. He said, I am falling in love for Hannah. He might be a dum-dum, but he's adorable.
I guess. I'm not going to weigh in on how
you're adorable not.
He
you
is.
Don't love Tyler.
Yeah.
He was in Little Compton. We had dinner tonight down near where they filmed it. Here's the thing about Little Compton. I think they negotiated to keep the name off of the screen. That's how crazy Little Compton is about keeping it little.
That's right. That's
they
right.
didn't want it on there. Because I'm like, where the fuck was the name? And they're like, we didn't want it on there. I'm like, wait, what? And nobody in the town, the wait staff, I'm like, did you go see? Nobody cares. Nobody watched it. Nobody cares. This is not that town.
Nope.
Nobody, they're like, yeah, there was a lot of limousines down there. A
lot of lights.
A lot of lights, a lot of limousines. Nobody gave a shit. Nobody cared.
Good for them.
I would have flown cross country. I'd been like, where are they? Let me at them. Cheers. Regards.
Cheers.
So then he goes, cheers, I got an incredible fire for Hannah. And it roars. And it roars. And I want to keep fueling it.
Yes. Go ahead and fuel. That's a weird. Yeah. Okay. Good for you.
Did you know that he is a builder who also wants to be like a flash dance dancer?
What is a flash dance dancer?
Remember, like, what a feeling. When we saw him, like, dancing shirtless around, like, a construction
site. Oh, I saw him dancing at the end of the last episode.
Yeah, you didn't like it. You didn't like it.
No, it was embarrassing.
I loved it.
That whole thing was embarrassing. Everyone was off key.
You didn't like Jed getting all the musical screen time.
Also, yeah, I resented that. So here's something generally I have to say about the speech patterns of dates.
Yeah, great.
Someone pointed out to me years ago that when people say, I'm going to be honest with you.
They're lying?
They might be telling the truth then, but it implies that, like, they often lie.
Wow. Who told you that?
A guy I used to work with.
Who?
Stan Etra.
Where'd you work with him?
I worked with him at Takata Technology.
Huh. And so he said that when people...
When he's like, that is not a great thing to say if you want to really get someone's trust. To say, I'm going to be honest with
you. Hey, Alaric.
Yeah?
I'm going to be honest with you.
And they say it. They say that kind of thing constantly.
You're absolutely right.
Constantly.
You're absolutely right.
But I just really want to be really truthful with you. I really want to be open and honest. I'm going to be honest with you. I've failed before. I've cheated before. But, you know, I just want to be honest with you. Like, I do see myself having feelings for you. And I really try hard to picture it. I can picture myself having feelings for you in the future. To me, it's all just couching what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the people who don't, right? And they're scary as hell.
What do you mean? Like
the people who come on who don't say that, who are like, I love you.
Right.
I love you. I from day one, I've just known.
No, it's freaky. It's freaky.
I have another basic question.
Please.
This is something which you might know from talking with the producers. So all those scenes where they're sitting around talking to the guys sitting around talking.
They have to all sit there.
So that I get. I understand they have to sit there so they can record them talking about shooting the shit, whatever. How? Presumably they only have to do that for like half an hour. Like...
They're like locked in their hotel room. They have no stimulus.
They can't walk around outside. No, are they allowed to get some work done or see the city at all?
No, I think they can maybe go to the hotel gym.
Oh my god,
they're locked in. They want to like sensory deprive them as much as possible.
Oh my god, that sounds horrendous. So right? you're just going around from city to city, being imprisoned in hotels, except for like you know. Brief moments when they let you out to be like, oh my god,
that also stirs like the conflict between the guys because they don't have there's no music, there's no phones, there's no books or magazines. They just sit around talk about their feelings.
That sounds like the worst.
Did you know that I'm trying to get on Amazing Race with Lance Bass? but I'm concerned that when we lose, because we will fail, because. I'm pretty weak and fearful. I fear that then they would try to lock us in a hotel somewhere for like 3 months till the winners win.
Well, then maybe don't sign up for it. Lance Bass is probably a lovely person, but you know, 3 months in a hotel room, probably not worth it.
Yeah, you're right. Probably not. 3 months locked up. I bet maybe Lance could get us out.
And by the way, Lance, if you're listening, 3 months in a hotel room, my sister. Holy shit.
3 months locked to like a Hyatt with me and Lance Bass because we failed. Like we couldn't get out of LAX. Right. We immediately got locked to like the LAX Radisson and for like 3 months.
Lance.
who I know, sort of.
I don't know you at all. But just as a fellow human being. Don't do it.
True story. Okay, so then we have Mike gets a one-on-one. Connor is bummed. Connor decides to go knocking on her door. He goes hugging. And she's like, well, Connor, you faded in the group dates. She's like, I'm feeling the feelings of falling in love. And I keep saying, where's Connor? I mean, I'm happy that you came, but... you came too late. I have stronger feelings. I don't know if I can see it. And she cut Connor, and it was too little too late. I think we'll be seeing Connor in Paradise. I think he'll do well in Paradise. Ow.
I mean, I basically think he basically was daring her to let him go, right? Because he said, like, you know, I don't know that I'm comfortable bringing her home to meet my family when we haven't had anyone on one time.
I've met you for, like, 2 minutes.
And I guess at some level he was like, this isn't a good sign. Right. And even if I were to get the rose, I'd feel kind of freaky about it. So, you know what? Like, there's no outcome here that seems good. I'm just going to...
Right.
Yeah.
So then she goes biking with Mike, and they go, and they love art, and they're getting to have an afternoon of painting each other. So then... they're painting. He's elated and blessed. He's feeling very serious. And he's like, this today might be the first day of my life. And then her face looked very upset. But then, so they did the painting. They were snuggling. And then she goes and looks at a lot of art. She's crying. She's looking at the girl with the pearl earring. She's upset. And he shows up and she's like, let's just sit down. Let's just talk.
He was one of those people who doesn't couch what he says, and I'm going to be honest with
you. No, he's almost too direct.
It's too...
Because it's not sexy.
It's
too direct. It's like, whoa, 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 I'm not used to direct.
Yeah, no, and he seems like a good guy. He's not like a bully alpha male.
Yeah.
He's also not timid.
No.
He's just confident.
He would be a great bachelor.
He'd be a great bachelor.
Great bachelor.
I vote for him of all of these guys, I vote for him to be the next
great
bachelor.
I support that. I think it is either going to be Tyler
Although,
or
you
Peter
know,
Pilot.
You need to see, it'd be interesting. I wonder what it'd be like to see him struggle with a choice.
Right,
because he was like, no, she's wonderful, and I want to be with her.
I know. I know he's almost too pure to be. Although they're very clean cut. The bachelors, a lot of them, not Ari, but Colton and Ben Higgins are both very clean cut. Okay, so then she was like, look. It's amazing to be surrounded by so much beauty. It's amazing. The purity of St. Catherine. This is my life. I need a hug. You've been such a leader here. And I remember you saying, I don't want to get my heart broken. And then you talked about your three ladies. I'm not that fourth lady. That was well put.
Yeah. He's like the dad that every little girl wants, right?
Yeah. You're
like, oh my God, he's just like strong and clear eyed, and I can rely on him.
Oh my God,
and,
we had none of that. We had none of that. Great mom, tricky dad. Sorry, Willie.
Yeah. You know what? There are very few dads out there like that.
You're a dad.
Yeah, well, I'm not a dad to a little girl.
True story.
But, you know, even there, like, I don't think I'm quite as sort of steady and clear-eyed as Mike is.
No Marine ever would be. We've got crazy genes.
Yeah.
Wait, where did it go? Is it still going? Yeah, okay, we're back. So then she says, I'm really proud of who you are, the man that you are. And then he said, Hannah put a dagger in my heart. And is tearing it out and stepping on it. That's tough. He didn't take it lightly. He might be going to paradise, but he might also be the bachelor.
He didn't take it lightly. Although, having just heard the very similar verbiage from the crazy woman, by the one who is actually in love. And double-chatted love when she was like, he just ripped my heart out with like a dagger.
I love that you watched that.
Like the way she said it.
Yeah.
Same words, very different delivery. she really did have her heart ripped out with a dagger.
Right, sure.
Whereas he sounded to me like he
good.
Was saying it.
He'll
but he's going to be good.
He's also going to have a flurry. He's going to have a tsunami of punani coming his way now that he's available and this is aired. He is going to be riddled with offers.
Yes.
I'm sure he had no lacking of offers. Like, I'm sure he certainly probably did well before, but it's going to be just a tidal wave of
He might
the
end
lady.
Up with a shower Jesus moment.
He might have shower Jesus tapping him on the shoulder like, hey, Mike, you've
Mike,
had
Mike,
enough.
Mike,
it's me, shower Jesus. Okay, so then we have Lucas smiling after Mike's bag got taken away. And they were all like, we hate you. We all fucking hate you. And then he's like, okay, well, it's simple math. If he goes, that's one less person. And then Jed is like, hey, Luke, keep your head out of your ass, okay, bro? And then they go to Gouda, and it's Peter, Garrett, and Luke. They've been trying to have a two-on-one because they lost their two-on-one with Luke and Luke. And so they basically built themselves a two-on-one. Garrett went, and he made a little joke to Peter. He was like, should we just run and take the two roses and run? Luke just went, and he's such a fucking tool, and he's such a little, like, tattletale, and he immediately was like, I've done nothing. Everybody affirms for me and makes it grow so strong. He doesn't make any sense when he talks. Like, and then he was just such a tool. Garrett went and said, I haven't been sleeping much. I talked to Luke. There were things that happened last night. Yeah, Luca went and tattled about the fact that Garrett was like, bro, I was full of shit. I was just being polite to you. And she didn't like that.
No, she didn't. And Luke totally,
twisted it in his advantage.
Twisted it to his advantage.
And he started, now you missed the season with JoJo, but the biggest villain we've ever had since I've been watching was a guy named Chad. And he would eat just tons and tons of meat on the show. And Luke started eating the bologna. They were both meat eaters and they're both kind of roidy. And they both chow meat on screen.
Well, yeah, as a vegetarian, I can tell you that, that my thoughts are nothing but pure now.
Oh my God. Did Chara Jesus find you with a bologna in the shower? Bologna Jesus found you?
Yes. And everyone can go fuck themselves.
Regards. Cheers.
Cheers. Regards.
Okay. So then I like that. So then Garrett went and had a fun face off with Luke. He's like, it's very good. Very good. Hannah's going to know. Hannah knows it's your fault. Oh, I loved his double pistols. I really enjoyed Garrett. The double pistols.
Yeah, what's a double pistol?
Because he goes, it's a gun. Oh. And he goes, I'm getting double pistols. Choo-choo. And he was like, you and your fake smirk. And he goes, no, bro, this is a real smirk.
This is a real smirk. That was a great lie.
This is a real smirk. You are a weasel or a snake. Yeah, he was a complete snake. And then he's like, I don't care what you say. You are not going to mess this up for me, bro.
Yeah.
And then he ate a pile of bologna.
Yeah, he ate a pile. He was like, oh, here's like, you know, yeah.
Then he threw the bologna. And then I have to give that bologna fight win to Luke because Garrett threw the bologna back and like did the same joke.
Yeah, it's like, oh no, it's funny you gave me the bologna because your bologna.
Yeah, but it's like, well, he said you were full of bologna.
He already threw bologna at you and said, you're bologna.
Yeah. So then she wasn't in a good headspace, but then Peter Pilot pulled her outside and was like, my heart is filled with happiness. I'm so excited. Apparently Peter Pilot might have also had a girlfriend right beforehand that he was begging to move in, that he took to Europe, and then like he dumped her when he got cast. These are good-looking guys. Of course they're banging around.
I mean, I guess so. Yeah.
So then she's like, Hannah, there's so many things I admire about you. I like how goofy you are and how strong and raw and sexy. I am loving this and I don't want it to end. I am crazy for you. So he gets the rose and then it becomes a 2-on-1 and Garrett winks at Luke, which was great. And he says, are you licking your lips because you're attracted to me? Oh my God. So then Luke and Garrett, they go, they dress up. They're like, you look nice. It was just, he goes, I need to tell you something. I was exploring things. I was chasing drinking excesses. I was chasing sex. You had just asked me about Luke, and I told you about Shower Jesus, and then he retold the Shower Jesus
story.
That
was really convenient. Yeah, because I had missed the first few episodes. I turned it on more or less right in Little Compton.
You literally were like, whoa, 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 that's Little Compton.
Is it set here this season? Did I not get a memo?
The Bachelor mansion's at JJ's house. So they have the fleshy desires. There was unfulfillment. The shower, there was a weight. And he tapped me on the shoulder. And I looked up. And he said, let go. And there was a glimpse of heaven. And the Lord did my life. And she said, I'm glad Luke shared his testimony with me. He's open about his faith. And I'm committed to him. And I'm be confident. And I'll say she's falling in love for sure. It's like, I know. And then when Peter went back to the house, Tyler did a leg wrap, like the Bachelorette leg wrap around Peter. He was so happy to see Peter. I've never heard sharing your testimony. We didn't really go to church. I didn't know what that is.
That felt like a very specific word that we would probably know had we grown up
in the church.
Well, let's say, you know, in the South.
Right. I didn't know what that meant. But I guess it meant like, this is my religious experience.
Yeah.
So then Garrett was excited for the growth. You make me feels the same type of way, Hannah Brown. I love you. I love you. I dropped the L-bomb. He dropped the L-bomb and she picks Luke and he says, Lukey's just going to keep saying what Hannah wants to hear. He's going to say that for the rest of her life. And we're also going to hometowns. We have Peter. We have Tyler. We have Luke. You know,
if someone just told me what I wanted to hear for the rest of my life, that wouldn't be the worst thing.
No, it wouldn't. We have Luke and we have Jed. But then we have the best coming attractions because I think they know that everyone is like, fuck this. So I think they know America hates Luke. So they've edited her saying, yeah, I did have sex and Jesus doesn't hate me. Guess what? I fucked in a windmill. And you know what? We did it a second time.
Mm-hmm.
I loved, and then she sent him packing. And then she gave him the finger. I actually felt like she really, I mean, that's a lot to give away. So we know he makes it past hometowns. We know he makes it to, we know he makes it to Fantasy Suites. I'm going to guess, I mean, right? Like, I feel like they showed us this because people are starting to really hate the season because of him.
Yeah, it does. It does. Yeah. I mean, I think, I mean, they did give a lot away, but it felt good to know.
I thought he was going to win, but now she told Jed she loved him. Here's my prediction. I think she really wants to have sex with Peter. I think, even though I love Tyler, I think we're going to lose Tyler because he couldn't quite open up fast enough. And I think it's either going to be Tyler or Mike for The Bachelor. And then if she really does cut Luke, which I thought he won, if she really keeps him gone, then I'm predicting Peter and Jed for the final two. What do you think? Who do you think she's cutting before Fantasy Suites? Tyler?
Tyler.
Okay. So then for Fantasy Suites, then after Fantasy Suites, do you think she actually keeps Luke gone when she sends him?
God, I hope so.
So then it would be Peter and Jed. So who do you think wins? We got this. She told Jed she loved him.
Peter.
You think Peter's going to win?
Peter.
I hope Peter, because I don't think his girlfriend was as serious of the two girlfriends. And that he didn't have a secret side piece. Alec, will you help me pick a tweak of the week? Anna sent me some tweets of the week. We're doing it right. We're doing it earlier than normal. We're doing it right after The Bachelor this week. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Let me pause this for a second. I'm back. I also loved that final stare down with Garrett with the bologna, with the eye patch bologna. It's so good.
Tossing the grape and putting the bologna.
It was so terrific.
That was a great way to end.
Okay, so we normally record this on Tuesdays so that we had less time to gather all of the tweets of the week. So these are mostly East Coast tweets, but we're doing it Monday night because we have a big day tomorrow. So here we go. So I'm going to do... He just gave JJ a squeeze. Mm. Why don't we just keep that? Why don't you just carry that around in like a man purse with you wherever you go? We just call it off tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
That would be your eccentricity. That would be your little quirk.
Be really quirky.
That'd be so fucking creepy.
I don't think mom would want me to be that eccentric.
I mean, she's freaked out enough that we're doing a podcast with her in a bag, but we had to.
Mm.
It's comforting.
We had a skunk under the house today.
We had a skunk under the house.
And it didn't smell good. And it was not alive.
No, we had to get it out.
We got rid of it.
Okay,
and
here
by we got rid of it, I mean
we
paid, someone else
we
got rid of it.
We paid somebody to get rid of it. Okay, Alaric, here's six tweets. We're going to narrow it down to two, and then you get to pick the winner. Jennifer at JenniferW613. Never has there been an easier fuck, marry, kill than this 3-on-1 date. That's so good. That's really, I feel like we found our winner, but we'll keep going. Okay. Okay, we have same one, Jennifer at JenniferW613. Producers, this is Connor. He's tall, sweet, employed, considerate, handsome, and very, very normal. Hannah, okay, sure, but I was, look how she wrote it, picturing someone a little bit different. Do you have a born-again roidy psychopath with a Napoleon complex? Jennifer, you're on fire. Jeremy K at Jeremy Conopla. Anyone else wishing Tyler would just tell Hannah he can't tell her his feelings? He has to dance to them. Cindy Lou Screw at Cindy Lou Screw. Ooh, the Bachelor is casting in Nashville. I wonder if Jed's girlfriend will apply. I mean, it could help her career. That's actually a really good idea. Okay. Here's one more. Cindy Lou Screw at Cindy Lou Screw. Are they at the Hague because Jed is going to be charged for war crimes of having a girlfriend, bad music, stripping, and being a downright skeezy-ass, big-headed weirdo? Okay, we got to narrow it down to two. I'm going to say... I'm going to go with the Jennifer. Jennifer at Jennifer W613 producers. This is Connor. He's tall, sweet, employed, considerate, handsome, and very, very normal. Hannah, okay, but I was picturing someone a bit different. Do you have a born again Roidy psychopath with a Napoleon complex? Or Jennifer at Jennifer W613, never has there been an easier fuck, marry, kill than this video one day. So Al, who's the winner?
I think I have to give it to Fuck, Marry, Kill.
It's got
to
be Fuck, Marry, Kill. Jennifer, you win! It's so good! I just absolutely adore it so much. And I want to just say... Okay, I'm going to send... I'm going to just read you an email. We got such a sweet email. Evan Hugard sent us such a sweet email. rosepodcast@gmail.com. And he sent us a nice email saying that he appreciated our grief chats. Because I actually was wondering if it was weird that I talked about the shit. But it's hard to hide what you're doing. I never in my life thought this would be my journey. But he said, I wanted to say how sorry we heard about the loss of JJ. Well, we obviously did not know her. Her loveliness is so obvious. Grief is one of those weird universal truths of humanity, yet it's so rarely shared or talked about. Your openness is truly healing for us in our own travails, and we can't thank you enough for sharing your experiences with us. The episode you put together after your dad died with you, buddy, will always be meaningful for me and something I've truly relied upon. I guess this is all to simply say thank you with what you share means a lot. That is so sweet! Trust, we come from a very shut down Nordic family. The fact that we would have anything to do with anybody's openness is shocking.
Yes. Yes.
You know what? Anybody out there raising kids, have a little humor in the house. It helps.
It helps.
Be nice to your siblings. You know what? I don't have a kid, so I don't know how hard it is, but she played with us a lot and was very much appreciated.
Yeah, it's fun, but it's a lot of work.
True story. That's why I just have her cat with thumbs. Well, we'll be back at the regular. We've got our Bachelor Patreon doing Bachelor in Paradise Australia, which is such a blast. A new one just went up on Sunday. We have another bonus one going up later this week. And then we talk about just the Bachelor gossip. And then there's going to be another Bachelor Patreon Australia episode one that'll be next week. So when I'm back from... dealing with life. And to everybody, cheers, regards, not to you. I would never say that to you guys. So, Alaric, so you're going to be Alaric Marine for all your indoor cycling needs. Cheers, regards. Do you feel good about that?
My lawyer will let you know in the morning.
Oh my God, are you about to sue me?
We'll see.
Okay, wait, I got to play it out. Al, do you think that went really well? How do you think that went?
I think that went swell.
Did it?
I think that went swell.
Are you feeling so randy right now? Are you going to go try to find a lady and bring her to a windmill?
The windmill. The windmill was insane.
The fact that she said I fucked in a windmill.
Yeah, and it kind of sounded like she said she fucked a windmill.
At first I thought she actually said I fucked a windmill.
I don't know how that would work.
I kept trying to picture, did she fuck a windmill?
Yeah.
Bye,
everybody.
Happy July. Don't fuck a windmill. Don't drink and drive. Hug drugs. Adopt a pet. Bye.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.